Good morning and welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be focusing on the 47th chapter, Perek Mem Zayin of Sefer Yeshayahu. This is a shorter perek, and it is really focusing on the emptiness of the culture of the nation of Babylon, and in contrast with the nation of Israel. We're going to hit some very deeply theological ideas as we go through this perek. So the first section really talks about Hashem addressing the daughters of Babylon, the daughters of Babylon who will go into slavery. These are obviously a representative, they're metaphoric of the whole nation. We're going to talk about sort of the finesse that they used to have and now how lowly they've been made as an example of the whole nation once they lose their power against Israel and against the world as a whole. Kosh Baruch Hu says, Redi ushevi al afar besuras bas bavel. The daughter of Babylon, sit on the ground in Avelos. You're no longer going to have power. He tells them how they're going to pick up the grind mill. They're going to have to grind flour. Then he says something rather shocking. He says, Gali tzamoseich. Reveal your neck, Gali demshoik. Reveal your thighs. Tigal ervoseich gam sero ercherposeich. Reveal your nakedness and see your embarrassment, because Nakoy Mekach, I'm going to take my vengeance, says Hashem, V'lo Efka Adam. I'm not going to be Pogea Ba'adam. Now, very strange section, it's a very short section. What does this exactly mean? So Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daftzadi Vov Amabei, says a very fascinating thing. Very apropos the times of Churban, the 3 weeks, the Gemara describes how when the generals of the enemy, when the generals of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, walked into the temple and wanted to destroy it, it says, Havakotil va'azil ademota lehechala, that Nebuchadnezzar was killing until he came to the temple, idlik beinura, that he lit it on fire, and gavo hechala, that the temple wanted to rise to heaven, to escape, daruchu beimin shamaya, and they pushed it down so the temple would remain to be burnt. And at this point in time, it says, Zichra ko zichra daite. He got very happy. Look, he was able to achieve burning down the house of God. Nafka bas kola v'omrale. A voice from heaven came out and says, Amo ketila katalt, heichola kalyo kalis, kimcha techino tachant. That means to say, you've already ground up ground flour. How do we know this? Quoting our pasuk, Kechi rechayim v'tachani kemach galit samoseich choshvi shoval, that you should grind up flour as you reveal your thighs, as you reveal your neck. Meaning, in a certain sense, metaphorically, what seems to be happening over here is as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing him into this place, he's allowing him into the nakedness, so to speak, the most bare place of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, keep trying to plow, keep trying to grind, it's already done. That means to say that the spiritual edifice of the Beis Hamikdash had already been destroyed because of our sins. Spiritually, it was already an empty structure which was simply destroyed at the end of an internal destruction process based on our own actions. Very powerful idea that Nefesh HaChaim takes us to great lengths to describe that ultimately Nebuchadnezzar did not destroy the Beis HaMikdash. We did. He just removed the encasement afterwards. Very powerful idea stemming from this pasuk in Yeshayahu. At this point, it's also interesting to notice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that when he does seek revenge, he says, V'lo efka adam. Efka usually means to encounter or to sometimes even hurt. But the Ibn Ezra tells us that it means, it's referring to prayer, like Yaakov Vino v'yifka ma'makom v'yol nesham b'alalahu, when he came to the place where the ladder was in Beis El. It refers to pegia, which means that was Yaakov Vino's word of interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, I'm not going to allow humans to interact with me when I take my vengeance because it's so necessary. And so that's the power of sort of revoking their prayer. The next section is Perek, talks about the arrogance of not knowing one's place. Hashem says, Goaleinu Hashem Tzvakos Shemoi Kodesh Yisrael, Hashem is going to redeem us, which is obviously finds its way into our Siddur, this particular Pasuk. But when this happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen to me, Chaldeans, listen to me, Babylonians. In the end of the day, I was upset with my nation, says Hashem, so I emptied my land and I sent them to you. But you went too far. Lo samt lohem rachamim. You didn't give them mercy. Al zokein hichbard uleich mo'od. You made the elderly suffer. And we can think so many times in history where we've seen this. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks, says to them, you think, you can get out of this. You think that you're gonna come out scot free. You don't remember what Achri saw, what's gonna happen to you, your end, when looking at this. It's worthwhile noting that this is one of the most the important philosophical divisions between divine decree and human free will. You know, this is where it appears. The Radak talks about this in Sefer Bereishis by the Bris Ben Avosarim, which we talked about recently. The Bris Ben Avosarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Bnei Yisrael, it says, there will be this nation that's going to subjugate you, and I'm going to judge them in the end, which is sort of self-contradictory, because if they're subjugating them, you, then why should they be punishable? Because they were simply doing Hashem's command. So the Radak points out, based on a number of the Rishonim, that they went too far. The Egyptians went too far on their mandate of hurting Israel. And this is the way, and he quotes our pasuk in Yeshayahu as an example. Our pasuk in Yeshayahu is, you Chaldeans and Babylonians were given the nation of Israel as a mandate to take them into Golus, but you went too far. You were too cruel a nation, and as they were historically, a terribly cruel nation. Finally, last section of this short parak concludes where, as we move from pasuk Ches to Tes Vav, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes the emptiness of future tellers. Hashem says, he says, you think you live high and fine. You think no, there's nothing beyond yourselves. You say in your hearts, aniv afsi od, nothing beyond me, nothing beyond me. You think there won't be widows. You want to be widows. You think you won't lose children. Well, both of those tragedies will come to you on one day, says Hashem to this nation. It'll come suddenly. One day when you least expect it. Till now you used to look to witchcraft, you used to look to the future to protect you. You won't even see this coming, let alone allow it to get you out of there. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says very powerfully, Nil'eis baroi v'atzaseich, you spend so much time in all these eitzes and all these advices. Yamdunai v'yoshieich, hovrei shomayim. Let these stargazers, let these gazers at the heavens now save you. Achoizim b'kochavim, those who look into the stars. Moedim l'chadoshim me'asher yavo alayich, that tells you what's going to happen to you. Let that happen. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what they're like? You know what these stargazers are like? They're like hay, which is going to get burnt up. Why like hay? The Malbim explains, because hay, it doesn't need to come into direct contact with a live fire. It can even come in contact with near a coal. It'll light up because of its fragility. And when it's finished, there's not even anything left. There's no coal. There's no fuel substance. It's all gone. That's how empty you're going to be in your stargazing. The Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah in Perek Yud asks a basic question. He says, what's the difference between stargazers, like future, like horoscopes and sorcerers, and Nevuah, aren't they all telling the future? So he quotes our pasuk over here in Yeshayahu with a diuk from one letter. He says the following. The pasuk says, Yamdunav yoshieich, ha'ovrei shomayim ha'chazim ha'kochavim, mo'adim l'acharashim. Let your stargazers and future gazers get up, who told you, may asher yovo'u alayich, from that which would occur to you in the future. From that, says the Rambam, implies that they can tell the future, but only a little bit of the future. They only know may asher, that some of which may happen to you. They may only have certain parts of it. So is it completely invalidated? No, there's parts that are true. But like any partial stories, partial truths are sometimes more dangerous than anything. They're nothing at all. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying over here. And he is mocking, actively mocking these nations as they will be taken to their goddess. We should, Mes Hashem, witness the retribution that for the centuries of hate and injustice that we have suffered. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.